Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf, your sponsor, Louis Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara, in the end of Amud Beis, says that when a person has a Be'ilo with a Nidah, there's two Chiyuvim, one is on the Knisa and one is on the Prisha. And the Gemara discusses, we talk about Tamei Chachim that knows that it's Aser. So Tais already mentions the concept that we have in the Gemara in Ksuv is called Yetzro Albishe. A woman who's forced without her will, and then in the middle of the Maise, she says, you know, I want it. So we say Yetzro Albishe. It's not her fault. She, the Yitzhara, got involved and made her want this Maise. So Tois mentions over here, when a person has a relationship with a Nido, and in the middle he has to leave, what about Yetzer Albashe? So the Achronim and Mesach Ksuvis ask, there in Ksuvis we say the Yetzer Albashe says they spot her. She's Mutter Labayla. Why here don't you say the Yetzer Albashe, the fact that she has a Yetzer once he is with a Nido, so that will allow him not to be Mechuyiv in a Korban? So the Priyashur and Ksuvis want to say, Yetzer Albashe is only when someone did not do something wrong to begin with. Like the woman who was forced, so she didn't start to do anything wrong. But in a case that someone did something wrong, but once he did something wrong, he can't stop himself, then you don't say Yetzer Albashe. That's the Bnei Yeshua. Ask the flowing Suvis, but in our sugi we have a case that a person was with a woman Be'eter, not Besomach Levista, as we see in our sugi. But once he's with her, he needs to leave. But if you say Yetzer Albashe when he didn't do anything wrong, so why does this person mechuyav with a korban Yetzer Albashe? So says the Maharit Tzchayas here in our sugya. He says the kol haTorah kulo is how does a person overcome the Yetzer? There's no such thing as Yetzer Albashe. Once the Yetzer Hara started, a person has a credit; he can do whatever he wants. The only time I say Yetzer Albashe is when a person has no choice. He has to do this mice anyway. Like this woman who is being forced. She's going to do it anyway. She's saying, I'm willing to do it. So you say Yetzer Albashe, she anyway is doing the mice. It's not going to be considered to be a Be'ilah Berotzer. But one who has the ability to stop the mice, you don't have the excuse of Yetzer Albashe. Kol haTorah kulo, you have to be Mizgaber on the Yetzer. So the fact that it becomes a little more difficult, that you don't have any excuse of Yetzer Albashe. And connecting to this inyan, especially with the Pnei Yeshua and Ksuvah says, that a person who put himself into this situation, so then you don't have Yetzer Albashe. And hanging with the Maharit Tzchayas says, that even when Yetzer Albashe and it's very terrible, a person needs to still Mizgaber on the Yetzer. This reminds us what Rav Yisrael Salanter writes in his Sefer Or Yisrael Michtav Ches. He says, a person can be born with some things which are more difficult for him to do, and some things which are easier for him to do. On the things that are more difficult for him to do, he gets more reward. On the things that are easier for him to do, he gets less reward. And we go to the Aveira, it's the same thing. If a person does an Aveira, which is very easy for him not to do, he gets punished more for doing an Aveira, which is hard for him to stop himself from not doing. But that's only if that's his natural way. But if a person, by encouraging himself and putting himself in situations that he got used to doing something he was never used to. A person decided to start smoking. He had no taiva to smoke, but now he's smoking and now he can't stop. Says that he saw Salam there. The fact that for him now it's difficult to stop won't give him more of a reason to get less of a punishment because he put himself in that situation. He brought himself now to a situation where for him it's very difficult to overcome it. So though usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives more of a leeway when it becomes more difficult, but if a person did it for himself, and for him now it's more difficult, so now he will still get the punishment as if it was easy for him. Says Yisrael Salanter, it works the same thing in Gavi Mitzvahs. If a person, for him to do something, to get up early for Shachris, it was something which was very difficult. He had to roll out of bed. But after doing it for 5, 6, 7 years, now it's very easy for him. He still is getting rewarded as if it was so difficult for him to get out of bed because he put himself in that situation. Sometimes a person can create the Yetzer Albashe. He put the Yetzer on himself, either for good or for bad. And for that, he is responsible as well because the Maisak, whatever a person does and brings himself to that situation, is his responsibility. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to Hotsu Group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.